You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here to lead us through our five-star picks of the week is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. How are you, Tony?
Hi, Tony. Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Doing really well. Tony, so it turns out last week, Tony, because you weren't going to be able to join us, but we had all kinds of problems here in the studio, so we ended up not being able to do the show, and you were out there trying to root on your East Carolina Pirates. Tough loss to Temple last week, but Tony, what I need you to do is, because of all the luck you brought East Carolina last week, I need you to go down to Orlando because you play my UCF Knights this week. We've lost two in a row, so I need you to go to Orlando to root on East Carolina. I need your help, Tony.
you don't need my help for that. I think UCF is going to handle us pretty well. we're rebuilding right now.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, rebuilding right now. Rebuilding.
All right. So let's talk about where we stand in our prognostication, because it's been a couple of weeks since we got together. And if you go back to week four, where we all agreed on all of the games, and not so well, by the way, because we all finished 2-3. So we had a tough week a few weeks ago. So right now, as the standings look, Bob's still out to a big lead. He's 11-4 on the season. Tony, you're 8-7, 3 games back. I'm at 7-8.
Wow.
I'm 4 games back. So, again, real early in the season, long way to go, but we got a lot of ground to make up, Tony.
Hey, Chris, now, Chris, you know, all those scores, those predictions that I gave you last week, even though you didn't do the show, I was 5-0 on all those things. You know that, right?
Yeah, you were. It's a shame it didn't count. It's like you hit a foul ball, Tom. You hit a home run foul. That's a shame. Didn't count. Good try, though.
That rained out, Tony.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You hit a grand slam in the fourth inning, and then the game got rained out. It goes that way.
All right.
Let's get into this week's game, fellas. And we're going to start off with a game that's going to happen over in London, the 3-2 Panthers against the 2-3 Bucks. Tony, the Panthers 3-0 since Cam Newton went down. And I continue to say Cam's the most overrated quarterback perhaps in NFL history. But Kyle Allen, he's 3-0 as their starting quarterback. Can he make it 4-0 this week against the Bucks?
I think he can, man. The kid is playing fantastic, but one of the reasons that he's playing fantastic, he's got this fast little white kid in the backfield with him. Incredible, man. Just tearing it up, man. As long as they feed McCaffrey the ball and keep giving it to him like they're doing, defense is playing a good ball. I think Panthers will handle him pretty good. We're going to go 27-13, Carolina.
Bob, what do you think?
This one's a toss-up to me, guys, and probably, to me, it was probably the toughest game we'll pick. You have a guy like Winston playing well, but after watching what McCaffrey did, like Tony said last week, my goodness, if that quarterback just doesn't make mistakes, Carolina's going to be tough to beat. And Winston, to me, he still's got to prove a lot, Chris. I mean, there's going to be weeks he's going to look like he just never played ball before. That's just him. And, so I think I'm going to go with Tony. The way the Panthers played last week and McCaffrey still being healthy, I'm going to say they win a close one here. How about 30-27?
And, guys, I like everything about what the Panthers are doing right now. Tony, to your point, Christian McCaffrey averaged over 9 yards a carry last week against the Jags, 10 yards per catch. He counted for 3 of their 4 touchdowns. He's an amazing talent. And, kudos to the Panthers offensive line for doing a great job opening those holes as well. But I think this is going to be a true test this week because the Bucs defense is second against the run. They're only allowing 70 yards per game. We'll see if, the Bucs can stop McCaffrey and make Kyle Allen beat them. That's what I would do if I were them. I mean, Carolina's defense very good against the pass, ranked 4th. If the Bucs had a running attack at all, that would be the way they could go after Carolina because, the Panthers are allowing 134 yards a game on the ground. But they don't have a rushing attack in Tampa. Ron Jones is their leading rusher. He had 35 yards last week, so that's not going to get it done. I think the Bucs' inability to establish a running game combined with how well the Panthers are playing on defense is going to lead to some turnovers from Jameis Winston. I think the Panthers are going to have some short fields. They're going to turn those into points. So I'm with you guys. I like the Panthers. I think they win the game 27-17. Our second game, guys, 3-2 Texans go to the 4-1 Chiefs. Tony, the Colts showed Pat Mahomes in the Chiefs offense, you know, it's human after all. And then the Texans put up 53 against the Falcons last week. And can they go in there and hand the Chiefs a second straight loss at home?
Always tough going into Kansas City, being Kansas City. And, you know, I know Mahomes has got a bum ankle right now, but I'm hearing that he practiced Wednesday, practiced today, and the kid is just, he keeps putting up numbers, and I just can't see them going into Kansas City winning. But I do see a close game, but Kansas City with the firepower at the end, win 37-34 Kansas City.
All right. Shootout. Bob, what do you think?
I think Tony hit it right. I mean, Kansas City, that place to go into, especially after coming a loss in this regime, Chris, you and I, this is a Super Bowl-type team. And I think they just want to at least stay in the conversation with New England as far as the cream of the crop in the AFC. So, yeah, I think they'll get it back together this week, depending on the health of Mahomes. I think he'll still be good enough. I'm going to say 31-24 Kansas City.
Yeah, and I'm with you guys. I mean, I think this is going to be a tough one. The Texans 25th against the pass, so expect Mahomes to have another huge day. And oh, by the way, he's the first player in NFL history to have over 300 yards passing and zero interceptions in each of his first five games of the season. But he only has one touchdown in his last two games now, something we're not used to seeing from Pat Mahomes. Now, on the opposite side, you look at the Texans' offense. They had 10 plays last week at 20 yards or more. I mean, they're going downfield, and Deshaun Watson looking good. I'm not sure if looking at what happened last week, and Bob, you and I were talking about this a moment ago. I don't know if that shows how good the Texans offense was last week or just how bad the Falcons defense is. Probably more likely the latter. But like I say, Deshaun Watson having a great season. Unfortunately, the only downside for him is how often he's being sacked. Right? He's a second rated passer, but he's been sacked 18 times already this season, so I'm looking forward to, seeing how this game plays out. He should do well. I mean, the Chiefs are, only have 11 sacks, so hopefully he'll be upright more than he is laying down on the ground. They're not even pressuring opposing quarterbacks very good in Kansas City. But I'm with you guys. I'm Tony. I almost exactly how you had it. You had a 37-34. I got the Chiefs winning 38-35. So I think this is a shootout, but I think they get it done. Guys, our third game is the 3-2 Eagles going to the 3-2 Vikings. So, Tony, Eagles have won two in a row. Can they go into Minnesota and make it three?
Now, to me, this is one of the toughest games to pick because you just never know what the Vikings are going to do. Eagles, I watched the Eagles play last week, and I know they didn't play a good team, but they got a rushing attack. Wentz is getting on track now and doing what he should do. So I'm going to go with Philly. I just think Philly right now is going to get on a roll. They know they got to compete with Dallas in that conference, and so I'm going to go with Philly. It's going to be a tough game, but Cousins is going to throw the ball away. Coming down the stretch. So we'll go 27-24. So.
All right. Bob, who do you like here?
Yeah, I have it very similar to the way Tony is. Cousins is, to be a Viking fan, it's such a Jekyll and Hyde thing every week now. Philly looked good. I mean, I think it comes down to, I think Philly has a better offense. Minnesota has a better defense. I just think Philly keeps it going on the road. I'm going to have it just about the way Tony did. I'm going to say 28-24 Philadelphia.
Well, we're going to stay all in the same boat again because I like the Eagles as well. And here's a stat for you, fellas. Eagles are 18-18 when Carson Wentz attempts 30 or more passes, 8-1 when he's under 30 attempts. Last week, 29 attempts to beat the Jets. And it was the Jets, but it's still a win. I like Jordan Howard. I think he's going to start to turn it up a little bit. He's had four touchdowns in his last three games. What I'm looking forward to seeing in this one is the Eagles' defense, which is number one against the run. They're only giving up 63 yards a game on the ground against Dalvin Cook, who's second in the league in rushing yards. He's averaging 108 yards a game, 5.9 yards per carry. So whoever wins in that battle, to me, is going to win this game. If the Vikings run all over the Eagles like they have and everybody else, they win. If the Eagles bottle up Dalvin Cook and make Kirk Cousins beat him, they win. So when I look at some of the things around Kirk Cousins, I don't like what I see. You know, his adjusted quarterback rating, which is, you know, kind of based on the strength of the opponent that you're playing, is near the bottom of the league. So I'm with you guys. I'm going to take the Eagles. I think it's a lower scoring game. I like them 24-20. Our fourth game this week is the 4-0 San Francisco 49ers going to the 3-2 Rams. Who would have thunk, Tony? It would be the 49ers undefeated coming into this game. Can they keep that going by beating the Rams in L.A.?
It's going to be tough, man. You know, 49ers, I love their defense. Their defense is playing well. Last week, they showed me something that they can run the ball. Love their quarterback. I wish he was still in New England, but that's another story. But, you know what, I'm kind of disappointed in the Rams. I thought they would come out smoking after the performance that they had in the Super Bowl. And I thought they would be a team that would be undefeated right now in the 3-2. So, but they have so many weapons on offense, and they still have a great defense, man. We're not talking about their defense as much. They're giving up some points, but I don't see 49ers beating them. Not in LA. I'm going to go with the Rams on this one. It's going to be a close game, though, but I will go with the Rams winning and taking a good chunk out of what they need to do to get back in playoff contention and trying to get back to Super Bowl. So I'm going to go with the Rams. It's not high scoring. They're going to go 24-20, LA.
All right, Bob, is Tony right?
Again, I agree with Tony. Again, a team that's as good as the Rams, I can't picture them losing three in a row, not at this point in the season. It is mind-boggling that the Rams have given up twice as many points as a team like the 49ers, but still think the Rams have a better offense. They're playing at home. Garoppolo hasn't been that good. You know, they've won almost in spite of him. He really hasn't been good since training camp. So, the Rams at home, this could be a shootout, guys. Even though the San Francisco has that great defense, I think the Rams find something the way they get 31 points on the board. So I'm going to say Rams 31-20 over San Francisco.
All right. So here's our first difference. So I'm the one going out on the first limb, guys. I think the 49ers are for real. 4-0 for the first time since 1990. Bob and you and I talked about that at the top of the show. They lead the league in rushing yards. They're second in average points per game at nearly 32. Their defense is second in passing yards allowed. They're fifth in rushing yards allowed, fourth in points allowed. Well, what's not to like, right? You run the ball well. You play really good defense. That's been the formula to win games in the NFL forever, and they're doing it again this year. And the Rams, I don't know, Tone, to your point, the Rams way off. I don't get what's happened in L.A. Jared Goff is near the bottom in passer rating. And to give you some frame of reference, Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones from the Giants, all above him. He's got 7 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. They're a -4 in the giveaway-takeaway ratio. They only have 11 sacks as a defense. They're giving up 27 points a game. They're the fifth most penalized defense in the league, and Aaron Donald has 1 sack. What the heck has happened in L.A.? I don't know, but I think the 49ers go in there and they get a win. I'm taking the 49ers, fellas. I like them to win 30-20. Our last game this week is the 2-1-1 Lions going to the 4-1 Packers. Tony, you buying the Lions or are you sticking with the Packers?
Got to go with the Packers, man. I watched the Packers play the Cowboys last week, and they just put a beat down on the Cowboys. Now, I mean, mind you, the Cowboys haven't really played anybody yet, but I just think Aaron Rodgers is just too tough right now, and and the things that he's doing on the field, getting the ball. He may not have Devontae Adams. I don't know if he's going to be playing this week, but yeah, the Packers they know how to put up points, and because they got Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think I'm going to bet against Aaron Rodgers no more this year. So Aaron Rodgers winning. So we'll go 27-13 Packers.
All right. And Bob, to Tony's point about going against the Packers, I feel like the Packers for us this season are like the Cardinals were for us a couple of seasons ago. And, you know, no matter what we did with the Cardinals, whether we picked them to win or lose, we were always wrong. And it feels like the same thing has happened to us this year with Green Bay. So which way are you going this week, Bob?
Yeah, I was really mad at them a couple weeks ago. Just looked out of sorts. And of course, you know, we don't pick. They lit up the world last week. But it's the whole division. You know, not one team in that division has given up 100 points yet. It's kind of strange. It's almost like the black and blue division of the old days. But Tony's right. I mean, you can't bet against Rodgers at Lambeau. Detroit, I mean, yeah, they're looking decent so far, but I don't think they could score with Green Bay, even if Green Bay's missing a couple guys. Aaron Jones, it looks like they finally got a running back there, too. So Green Bay goes in, takes care of business. I think, I want to say they win 30-17.
And guys, you know, I'm with you. I'm not sold on the Lions yet, but I want to be. I feel like I want to be. I feel like they're an up-and-coming team that, you know, you want to get on board with these guys. You hope they do really well. The problem is it's their defense. Boy, they're 30th against the pass. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you got Aaron Rodgers on your fantasy team. He better be in your starting lineup because he's going to have a big game. But when you look at the Packers, right, three of their four wins are against the Giants, Redskins, and Dolphins. So, I mean, you can't tell anything from those three wins, whether the Packers are any good or not. Now, Tony, to your point, they dominated the Cowboys on Sunday, at least for three quarters. They sort of let their foot off the gas, and the Cowboys almost made it interesting at the end of the game. But, you know, to reiterate, you know, how bad their schedule has been, or how easy, I guess you should say, right? Their defense was ranked third against the pass going into the game last week, and then they allowed 463 yards to Dak Prescott. So they've dropped all the way from third to 14th thanks to that. But Bob, your point about Aaron Jones, who is a client of our good friend Lee Steinberg, he certainly had a breakout game on Sunday. He rushed for 107 yards and four touchdowns. So we'll see if he can keep that going, because even with that, they're only averaging 93 yards a game on the ground. So hopefully they start to find this running game that they haven't had for a while. You know, where their defense gets in trouble is they're terrible against the run. They're giving up 130 yards on the ground. So it's going to be an interesting game to watch. I don't buy into the Lions yet. I think the Packers will get it done. It's at home. But I think the Lions are going to make it interesting. I like the Packers to win 30-27. Tone, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you do helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. We just had our 11th tournament this past August, man. Just doing some great things. Up in the upper state New York area, getting kids off to college and trying to make their lives a lot better.
Tony, you're the best, my friend. Thank you for coming back and being a part of the show. As always, you're fantastic. We look forward to catching up with you again. Hopefully you go 5-0 and this one stays fair for you.
Thanks, guys. God bless, man. See y'all next time.
Take care, Tony.
See you, Tony. That's the great Tony Collins in our 5-star picks of the week. We're going to get on to, we have Leonard Wheeler coming up. We've got Rod Smith a little bit later on. Bob and I will be back right on the other side of this real quick station break.